It's Monday, May 9th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. 25 Iranian Christian converts signed a joint statement regarding the deprivation of their right to work, according to Article 18, reports ICC. Ratified by Iran in 1975, Article 18 of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights says, quote, "No one shall be subject to coercion, which would impair his freedom to have or to adopt a religion of his choice," end quote. Signatories included several Christians previously imprisoned for their faith, such as Sam Khosravi, Maryam Falahi, and Mary Mohammadi. The statement's release on May 7th coincided with International Workers' Day and detailed the obstacles that Iranian authorities place in the way of Christians' ability to work, even in self-employment. Although Christianity is constitutionally recognized in Iran, that only includes indigenous Christians such as those from Armenian or Assyrian backgrounds. Persian-speaking converts have no such rights for gathering and recognition. Iran is the 9th worst nation in the world for the persecution of Christians. On April 19th, California took another step toward decriminalizing infanticide up until 28 days after birth. In an appalling 11-3 vote, California's Assembly Bill 2223 passed in the Assembly Health Committee, reported California Family Policy. Authored by Democrat Speaker Pro Tem Kevin Mullen and introduced by Democrat Assemblywoman Buffy Wicks, the bill passed despite nearly 2,000 people traveling to Sacramento to try and persuade legislators face-to-face to vote no. Two key pro-lifers also spoke in person before the Assembly Health Committee. Dr. Vanson Wong, a pro-life OBGYN who has practiced medicine for 30 years, said this.
The moral acceptance of killing babies is gaining popularity, promoted most recently by Professor Peter Singer of Princeton University. He stated, "Of course, infanticide needs to be strictly legally controlled and rare, but it should not be ruled out any more than abortion." A close inspection of this bill does allow for the legalization of the killing of innocent newborn children up to the age of 28 days. A yes vote is an unequivocal and complete approval of the legalized killing of a newborn baby. And with all of my heart, I oppose AB 2223 and urge you to vote no.
And Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, an abortion survivor himself, spoke out against AB 2223.
My name is Pastor Jack Hibbs, Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, and thankfully represented about 3,000 people this morning that were out on the Capitol steps. My passion is more one of experience. I'm a survivor of an abortion, December 24th, 1957. I'm very glad to be here. Those that are supporting this bill, they're supporting a bill that legalizes the termination of a born child, a child that is now beyond the age of debate. Is it life or is it a blob or is it whatever? This is a living, breathing child. The Bible says in Proverbs 31, defend those who have no voice and those who are destined to be crushed. That's a 3,000-year-old proverb that sounds like it was written yesterday. And I would ask you to consider that. I urge you, please, on behalf of the citizens of California, to oppose AB 2223. Thank you.
Despite the overwhelming opposition, with hundreds of people lining up in the hallways to voice their opposition in the hearing, the bill passed with all the Democrats voting yes and the Republicans voting no. If you live in California, please access a special California Family Policy Action page on how you can help defeat AB 2223, which would legalize infanticide in the Golden State. We have it linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Anyone anticipating a return to normalcy in the Kentucky Derby got a dose of crazy on Saturday when an 80-1 shot came charging up the rail to win at Churchill Downs, reports the Associated Press. With favorite Epicenter and Zandon engaged in a duel at the front, Rich Strike stole the show with the second biggest upset in the Derby's 148-year history. Listen to how the race concluded.
They're coming down to the wire. Epicenter's handed. Rick Strike is coming up on the inside. Oh, my goodness. The longest shot has won the Kentucky Derby. Rick Strike has done it in a stunning, unbelievable upset.
Forget Rick Strike. Lightning Strike. That's one of the biggest upsets in the history of the Kentucky Derby.
Rich Strike's trainer, Eric Reed, was ecstatic.
I about passed out. I'm so happy. And this is something that, you know, is the reason everybody does this, because we're not supposed to be here. But I knew this horse loved the track, and he'd been training so good all year. And Sonny Leon, they know who he is now.
They do, the winning rider, Sonny Leon.
And finally, for Chad Michael Murray, when it comes to his acting career, it's always God over everything, reports the Christian Post. The 40-year-old actor, best known for his roles in the shows One Tree Hill and Gilmore Girls, as well as the Left Behind movie, recently told Fox News that he has turned down roles that he did not feel comfortable taking on due to his faith in Christ. Murray said, quote, "I get up every day and I put that spiritual armor on, read the Bible, and do some devotionals, and then get ready to go to work," end quote. Colossians 3, verse 23 says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Monday, May 9th, in the year of our Lord, 2022. One day after my 56th birthday. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.